If you got a PlayStation or an Xbox for Christmas, you may as well have gotten a lump of coal because the networks for both gaming systems were shut down, apparently by hackers. A group calling themselves Lizard Squad took credit for the attack, which left many without the ability to power up their new games or stream movies. One of those movies? The Interview, the Sony Pictures comedy at the center of a different hacking attack for its portrayal of the assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The FBI believes North Korea was behind that attack. And all of this is raising questions not just about cybersecurity for big companies, but for individuals as well. Cynthia Dion Schwartz is a senior scientist at the RAND Corporation, where she studies defense and cybersecurity. She's with us from Washington. Cynthia, welcome.
Thank you. Happy holidays and a Merry Christmas.
And at this point, should we have any illusion that our stuff is safe from a cyber attack? If somebody really wanted to, despite passwords or whatever, firewalls, could they break in?
Oh, yes. No one should have any illusions that they are completely safe, just like no one should have any illusions that they couldn't be mugged walking down the street. That being said, there are steps that we can take as individuals to raise the bar, to make it harder for the hackers to target us individually by using things like what are called strong passwords, perhaps something called two-factor authentication, virtual private networks, and other kinds of tools and technologies that are available to individuals to make them safer in their online activities.
Well, and I want to get to some of those in a little bit. But first, did this attack, this hack attack on Sony, did that show any increased level of vulnerability that we didn't realize was there before? Or would you have been able to predict that this could happen a long time ago?
Predict this specific sort of attack? No. But I think that there is something new in this particular attack in that what we're seeing is an outside group attacking a private corporation, not for financial motivation, but for what appears to be political activism that's intended to perhaps suppress the speech or suppress artistic freedom, and it's hard to know what we should do about it.
Do you see any likelihood that these hackers or other hackers would go after individuals, would be able to figure that out and go after individuals who decide to stream this film?
Probably not. Not directly against individuals, although I would hope that the companies associated with the digital streaming or selling tickets online and so on are beefing up their own security posture to prevent a cyber attack such as this one against their corporation. But individuals really probably shouldn't worry about it too much. And frankly, if they are worried about it, go see the film in the theaters today and pay cash.
Have we gotten any better at tracing who's responsible for these kinds of things?
We have, but it's still very hard. And typically, the kinds of tools and techniques and methods that people use are not readily available to the general public or to a corporation like Sony. They're typically housed in the government. But we have gotten better, and we're getting better and better all the time.
What is the most common way that an average person at this point would be subject to an online attack, a cyber attack from a hacker here in this country or abroad?
Well, the most common way is apparent in the past year when many of us had our credit cards stolen in the Home Depot and or Target attack. Crime, identity theft is becoming very, very common. I think I read a statistic that something like 1/4 of all Americans were victimized in either the Home Depot or Target attack.
And that brings us to what you were talking about earlier, ways to protect ourselves. Give us some ideas of what we can do, some tips to protect ourselves against cyber attack.
Well, I'm so glad that you asked this. First off, we need to think about using what are called strong passwords. And these are typically very, very long characters, you know, say 24 characters, mixed lowercase and uppercase numbers, special characters like dollar signs and exclamation points. The challenge is that many of us have many, many passwords. They should all be different. And so it gets very hard to remember all of those crazy passwords.
Yeah.
So what I like to recommend to people is to use a password manager. There's a number of very good password managers available for free. You can download them, and a number of the highly regarded magazines like PC Magazine, Consumer Reports, et cetera, will recommend a number of them. Or you can buy at low cost some of the more sophisticated password managers to help you manage that across all of your devices.
But shouldn't we be worried that if you're putting all your passwords in a password manager, if somebody can break into that, they have all of your passwords?
Well, they use very strong encryption for that. And so you are correct that they put those into the cloud. But the cloud has some additional security properties to it that actually make it much harder to break into. Not impossible, but much harder. So that's one thing they can do. Another thing they can do is just make sure that they have firewalls installed on their home computers. For corporations, since corporations do collect so much information about their own employees or their customers, you might ask, what is your privacy policy at this corporation, and how do you prevent cyber attacks and someone from stealing my personal information? So there's a number of sort of low-cost, common-sense things that individuals can do in order to raise the bar and make it much harder for the hackers to look at you.
Cynthia Dion Schwartz, a senior scientist at the RAND Corporation, where she studies defense and cybersecurity. And we've got her 5 tips for protecting yourself against cyber attack at our website, hereandnow.org. Cynthia, thanks so much.
Thank you. Happy holidays.